You are insane. The reason you're not reaching your goals is because you're insane. Mia, why do you say that? I'm going to tell you the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing and expecting a different result makes you the definition of insane. And that is holding you back from achieving your goals. Hi girls, welcome or welcome back to The Creation of Her, my podcast on YouTube and podcast platforms where I teach you how to close the gap between your current and your highest self. Is self-growth, getting ahead, and being the highest version of yourself is your vibe? Then click the subscribe or follow button so you can be in the loop with all my weekly videos. I'll wait. Okay, so doing the same thing and expecting a different result is making you insane, right? So now we know, and maybe you're thinking of places in your life where you are doing the same thing or following the same systems, and you are definitely getting the same result, which is not your desired result. And one thing about me, I love self-growth, I love self-help, I've read all the books, listened to all the podcasts, but there's a lot of people that will not tell you what to do. So let's dive in and figure out how we're actually going to change what we're doing so that we can get what we want. Because I mean, this is a bit personal, but like, how do you expect to change your relationship with food, for example, by continuing to go in and out of diets like you've been for the past 5 years? AKA me, because I wanted to heal my relationship with food and it didn't start until I had to ditch the diet mentality because obviously it wasn't working. How do you expect to be consistent with the gym when you keep making the same 5 day a week plan that's 1 hour workouts every single day that you cannot stick with, that does not work for you because it's simply not realistic for your lifestyle? How do you expect to get your work done with the same organization schedule that has not been working for you for the past 3 months? Are you just hoping that next week you'll be more disciplined with following the same exact system that's not working for you? Are you waiting for life to get less busy for you to follow the systems that you've already put in place? Newsflash, life will always be busy. Something will always pop up at one point or another. But what's keeping you in maintaining your goals and your habits when life gets busy? Here are the steps you need to follow in order to put insanity to the side and actually achieve your goals so that you can remove the resistance that's stopping you from locking in and being the best version of yourself. 1, you need to have self-awareness and self-acceptance. Become aware when things are not working for you and be honest with yourself. Now, we're going to get into that later of figuring out how to know if something is not working for you or not, but more or less, you can think of the things you're doing or the areas of your life that you keep trying at, but it's simply not working. You have to learn to be so brutally honest. Honestly, I think one of the biggest changes in my life and when I started getting closer and closer to my goals and actually achieving things I wanted to do, tripling my income, all this stuff, finally losing the excess weight, everything, is when I stopped lying to myself. You can hide from the world all you want, but you cannot hide from yourself. And you cannot hide from the fact that you are not progressing towards where you want to go. If you want to be on a health journey, but you're not tracking your accountability, are you lying to yourself? If you want to send X amount of outbound emails for your new business, but you're not tracking that down, and you're wondering why you're not getting the results that you want to see, or why you're not getting any new clients or new sales or what have you, be so for real. Where are you falling short? And be brutally honest with yourself. Nobody is here to judge you. It's just you with you. And if you want to have a good relationship with yourself, you need to learn to be honest, because honesty is the foundation not only with your relationships with other people, but with yourself most importantly. 2 is to have fun with trial and error. Tweak your system as many times as you need to cater it to you, and specifically catering it to how you operate. If you're better off going to the gym in the morning and that's when you have the most energy, don't plan your new workout routine for nighttime. Let's say you have a business, you have to understand how you operate. Can you go from different tasks to different tasks, or do you need to set daily themes? So that, for example, if I'm a content creator, maybe one day I spend one day editing and one day filming and one day doing admin tasks, because I learned that that's how I operate the best. And I only learned that through trial and error, and I had fun with it. And to this day, I'm still tweaking things to optimize my schedule and my habits and my systems to me. And it's fun because after every week or every month, you can be like, okay, so did this work? Did it make me more productive? Did it like hinder my productivity in any way? 3 is to develop a student mindset. Now, this is very important. Since before even high school, I used to think that I knew it all and that my advice was the best advice because nobody knows you better than you know yourself. And that's true to an extent. You are going to know best what's working for you once you try things. And somebody can bring up an advice and you're gonna be like, yeah, I know that's not gonna work for me. But when you've been trying for very long to achieve something or to have something work for you and it's still not working, your advice still is not working, the best thing you can do is develop a student mindset. And nothing is better than if you can develop this from the get-go, because we always think that our way is the highway. And a lot of times, yes, like I said, we do know what's best for ourselves in hindsight, but a lot of times there is a method or a solution out there that we do not yet have the wisdom to carry it out or even know that it exists. Okay, so I'll bring back my personal example to put this into play. Now, trigger warning if eating disorders is something that you're not comfortable talking with, you can just skip for a couple minutes or tune in for the next video. But I always thought that I knew what would be best for me regarding my body and to heal my relationship with food and get over my binge eating disorder and everything. But deep down, it's because I was so scared of letting go of dieting because I thought that I would like lose all control on the rails and I didn't want to listen to the advice that was out there. And if this is something you struggle with, you know that everybody will say you have to stop dieting, you have to stop restricting, or you'll never stop binging. And I thought I could do both at the same time. And I've struggled with this for over a decade. So it started off very, very young. It wasn't until I finally adopted a student mindset and stopped listening to my own advice that clearly wasn't working and decided to listen to people saying you need to stop restricting to heal from binging. Although it was scary to try something I never tried and something that I thought would not work for me, it made the world of a difference because people who have been through things, they know. So if you're struggling in your business, in your health and wellness, in any area of your life, in your relationship, a really big tip that I have is to find someone in your life. And if you don't have someone in your life that has the kind of success in the area you're trying to get better at, then maybe find a coach that is specific to that area and learn from them. For me, when it came to healing my relationship with food, I had to look at the people in my life who already had a healthy relationship and learn from them. I asked them questions, I talked to them, and also I learned from people who didn't have a healthy relationship and then shifted to having one. And the same goes for relationships. When I was having certain problems in my relationship, I'm not really gonna go and get advice from people that don't have the fruits of labor that I want. I'm gonna go and talk to the people and get advice from people who have already been through what I've been through, or they already have what I want in the future, and learn to put your ego down and take advice from them. Number four is getting out of your comfort zone and trying something new. Not only is it so good for your brain to get out of your comfort zone, because if you're doing the same things every day, your brain kind of becomes stagnant. And the way that we keep our brain active and reduce aging over time is by doing things differently. But also, comfort zones can be a form of insanity because you're sticking to what's familiar even when it's not working. You need to address that there is fear in maintaining ineffective habits. Matter of fact, ineffective habits, systems, routines, what have you. Because you're scared at something new failing, even though what you're already doing is failing and not giving you the progress that you want. And if a new way of doing something fails, you didn't really fail because now you know another way that doesn't work for you, or you learn some new lessons from this new way of trying to attempt to reach your goal. Adopt the mindset that growth comes from discomfort. If you stay in the same place all the time, you're going to stay in the same place all the time. If you don't get out of your comfort zone, if you don't try something new, if you don't take a risk, you're not going to get to where you want to go. Your goal, your objective never has to change. Unless you want it to, but your goal doesn't have to change. But if what's not working for you is not working for you, then you just need to change your method of getting to that goal. And when you really want something, you'll be willing to do anything to get there. As long as it's legal and healthy, of course. But know that when you want something bad enough, nothing is going to get in the way of that. So be willing to be uncomfortable, be willing to try new things, and be willing to take risks until you get there. And that comes from discomfort, and that comes from doing things you're not used to doing, that comes from adopting a student mindset, and that comes from being honest with yourself when things aren't working for you. Now, finally, how do you know when something's not working for you? Think of the output that you wanted from whatever system or plan or habit that you put in place, and what have you gotten from that thus far, assuming it's been a considerate amount to see results, not just 2 days. If you're on a new fitness plan or work schedule, for example, give it some time and then you evaluate. But if it's been a considerable amount of time, what have you gotten out of it? What progress have you made? And be so honest. One of my favorite things to do to hold myself not only accountable, but to track my progress and to see if things are actually working for me is to have a sheet or a habit tracker next to my bed. And basically, if I'm implementing new habits or there are things that I know I want to get done every day, and on that sheet, I will write everything out. For example, like, did I do my workout today? Did I do my walk today? Did I drink 5 bottles of water? All of the habits that I want to get done for the day are there, right? And at the end of the day, before I go to bed, since it's right there on my nightstand next to where I charge my phone, I check off everything that I've done for that day. And at the end of the week, I can look at what's been checked off, what was inconsistent. Maybe I only did these things Monday and Tuesday, and then I like lost my willpower. Basically, what worked for me and what didn't. And a new thing I've been doing with that, it's like, let's say, for example, on Wednesday, I can't check off that I drank 5 bottles of water because I didn't, but then I'll go on the back of that sheet and I will write down basically all my excuses. For all the things that didn't or did get done on Wednesday, I will write down why they did or didn't get done. So let's say Wednesday, I didn't drink my 5 bottles of water because I left the house early and I couldn't fill up my water bottle and I didn't bring it with me because I forgot. So basically, you just write down all your excuses. And then when the week is done, you look at your sheet and you revise. At the end of the week, you review and you revise and you look at what worked and what didn't, what fell off along the week, and analyze how you can remove the friction from your life. So if I see that Monday and Tuesday, I was very consistent with drinking my water, but I see that after Wednesday, I kind of fell off, maybe Saturday, like, yeah, I was able to check it off. And I look at my excuses and I either think back at the week or I just look at my excuses that I wrote on the back of that sheet and I think how I can remove the friction. So for example, if I keep leaving the house early because I have such a busy day and I don't have time to fill up my water bottle, can I start a habit of filling up my water bottle the night before? I promise you guys, the thing that has gotten me so far in the past few months is accountability. And I feel like it's not talked about enough. Like, yeah, we talk about how we're going to carry out our goals, you know, how can we break it up into weeks and every day and everything. But how are you keeping yourself accountable for those goals? Because let's say you start a fitness plan and then in 12 weeks time, you're like, damn, I haven't seen that many results. But you think you went to the gym 5 days a week, but you really didn't, except you're lying to yourself. And that just leads to a lack of confidence because you think that you did what you said you did. But since you didn't and you didn't have the accountability to let yourself know that you were lying to yourself, now you're going to feel so less confident when you need to come up with a new plan because you think you're like the odd one out and things just don't work for you. But it's not true. You just were lying to yourself. Lying is a sin. Don't lie. So now that we know what we know, what are we going to do going forward when it comes to reaching our goals and being accountable? Number one, you want to make small incremental changes versus overhauling everything at once. Because the truth is, life gets in the way and we're human, so it takes us a bit to build new habits, to build new systems. And if you just throw everything on yourself all at once, you're going to get burnt out. And you're going to be so busy and burnt out that you won't even be able to think about what went wrong or where the friction is or how to be better. If you really want a goal, you're willing to be patient for it. Stop getting desperate. We live in a world of instant gratification, and implement plans and habits that actually are going to stick and that are realistic and that you can build up over time. It's just like a relationship. If you really love someone, you're willing to wait for them. You're willing to be patient. You're willing to work through it. So if you really love your goals, if you really want your desired outcome, then be patient with yourself. Be patient with the goal and do the things that are actually going to work in the healthiest way possible. Two, you're going to start accepting the concept of productive discomfort, which means you're embracing change and uncertainty for growth. You are going to start chasing the uncomfortable. You're going to start chasing change because you know that it correlates with growth. Here's a little hack. If you want to stay in the same place that you're staying in now, then do all the same things that you're doing now. Another thing to put in the forefront of your mind is exploring how societal expectations and external pressures might contribute to you repeating the same ineffective behaviors. Going back to my example, I come from a culture where dieting is very prevalent, which, yeah, sucks. And body image is a huge thing, and it almost feels like you're more lovable the thinner you are. So of course I was so scared to ditch the dieting, but I had to acknowledge that that is just something external, that is me really caring way too much about what people think or how they view me versus going inside and thinking about, what do I want? How do I want to view me? How do I want to feel in my life? If you want to really focus on your business, but you have all of these external pressures to drink every weekend with your friends, with your family, in whatever societies you're in, think about that and think about how that is hindering you, and really think about how you're going to limit all the friction from that. Maybe it's a matter of making new friends if you have friends who are a bad influence, or if it's in your family or in your culture, maybe it's a matter of getting some grit and learning how to say no. Develop a personality and learn how to say no to get the things that you want or to stay on track with what you want. I haven't drank in a really long time, and in the past when I would stop drinking for a few months or whatever just because I felt like it, I would come up with an excuse like, oh yeah, I'm on a pill or something, like I can't drink, or I would say, oh, my doctor said I couldn't drink because XYZ, I have parasites in my body. That's an excuse that I made before. Why do you have to make an excuse? Why can't you just have a personality? Stand up for what it is that you want. Stand up for the changes you want to make in your life. You don't have to make stupid excuses for not doing things that you don't want to do. If you don't want to drink, just simply say, I don't want to drink, or I don't drink anymore. People will pressure you. People will be like, why? Why aren't you eating the cake? Why aren't you drinking? Why are you not going out with us? Why can't you just hang out with me whenever I say, like, let's hang out? No, because you have goals, you have things to do, you have a personality, and you know how to set boundaries. Don't make excuses to protect other people's feelings as to why you don't want to do something. Stand up for yourself, stand up for your goals, stand up for what it is that you want. Have a personality and learn to say no to all of the external pressures if they don't align with what you want. Going forward, you are going to set realistic goals that align with your lifestyle. AKA, don't schedule in 10 hours of gym time a week if you don't have that time. If you're still in school, if you're in school and you're working, be realistic. Learn to have really effective, explosive workouts in 30 minutes. If you don't work well when you don't have time to relax, do not overschedule yourself. Or again, put in 2 hours of gym time if that'll leave you with no room for relaxation. Reaching your goals, it's all about the journey. It's all about learning yourself, learning what works for you, and the difference between who you are now and who you will be when you have that desired reality and those goals already in your life is the person that you had to become to get there. So honor that, cherish that, learn to grow, learn to work with yourself. Don't try to be somebody who never sleeps and never relaxes if you know that you need relaxation and sleep to be productive. Be honest with yourself. Develop the concept of failing forward. You can only fail forward because as you learn, as you make mistakes, you learn and you make mistakes and you're not repeating them, hopefully. So you're failing forward. Every failure is a huge blessing because you won't repeat it and now you have a lesson. Every time something doesn't work for you, ask yourself why. Why didn't this habit work for me? Why couldn't I stick to this habit? Why couldn't I stick to this system? If scheduling 2 hours every day for the gym didn't work for you, ask yourself why and ask yourself what will work for me. And try that. Maybe it doesn't work for you again, but eventually with trial and error, with failing forward, you're going to find what works for you. But the longer you stay on the wrong train, the more expensive the journey gets. So learn to point out what's not working for you as fast as possible so you can get on a different train. And hopefully that's the train that will take you where you need to go. But the longer you keep doing what's not working for you, the longer it's going to take you where you want to go. Going forward, you're going to start tracking your progress and celebrating the small wins. Use the sheet method or a habit tracker if you think that'll work for you. Or maybe you have other systems. You can search up videos on YouTube on how to keep yourself accountable, how to track progress. I mean, I'm sure there's so many resources out there. But find a way to track your progress and do celebrate the small wins. Me, I like to set little rewards when I reach a goal or even when maybe I don't reach the goal, but I'm consistent with something. Like for example, let's say my goal was to work out 5 days a week, and so I did work out 5 days a week, and maybe I didn't see a results-based goal like abs or something, but since I was consistent, I'm gonna give myself a lazy Sunday. That would be an example of celebrating your small wins. Me, how I personally do it, every Friday I write down my small wins instead of thinking of all the things I didn't do or all the things that went wrong. I write down on my Notion all of the wins I had from that week so that next week I can look at those wins and it helps to just keep motivating me to stay consistent and to realize that I am making progress. Going forward, you got to be patient and persistent while giving yourself grace. Now, don't be persistent with certain habits and systems that aren't working, thinking they're going to work eventually. No, that makes you insane, remember? But instead, be persistent with the goal that you're trying to achieve. Just because the way you were trying to get there wasn't working doesn't mean that goal is not for you. If the desire is in your heart, it's for you. It's your goal and it's already ready for you on the timeline. You just have to figure out how you have to change to get there. And it's so, so important to give yourself grace because beating yourself up will not get you anywhere. It will hinder you. At the end of the day, you're human. You're not different from everybody else. You may be in some ways. I'm sure you're unique. I'm sure you're beautiful in your own magical way, but you're still human. You still make mistakes. There are still going to be things that simply just don't work for you. And when you're nice to yourself, oh my gosh, you get to where you want to go so much faster because you're on the same team with yourself and there's no stronger force than love. Getting to your goal should come from a place of love and love with yourself, not from a place of beating yourself up until you got there. Imagine you're getting beat up by someone. You're going to become weak. At some point after being hit all this time by someone, it's going to be harder and harder to walk towards that path to your goal. But if you're being encouraged, if you're being motivated, if you're getting grace, you are going to get faster and faster and have more health. But if you're not getting beaten up, you're going to get stronger and stronger as you walk and as you learn mistakes and as you're giving yourself grace. You're just going to become stronger and propel yourself closer to your goal. Beating yourself up is so 2024. Get over it. It's ugly, it's icky, and it's not getting you anywhere. Just a little hack, because I used to be somebody that notoriously beat themselves up. Make the word should a bell ringer in your head. Me, in my inner dialogue, I don't say should. I say, oh, next time I could do this better by doing X, Y, and Z. But when the word should comes off in your head or in your language, make it a bell ringer. Oh, I should have done this. Oh, I should have said this. No, that is a pathway to beat yourself up. X should out of your vocabulary because you were doing the best you could with the knowledge and understanding that you had at the time. And every time you want to say should, say, nope, I was doing the best I could with the knowledge and understanding that I had at the time. And when I know better, I will do better. I don't know if it'll work for you the way that it worked for me, but it is the one thing that truly stopped myself from really beating myself up all the time. And lastly, if you don't know where to go, if you don't know what system or habits you need to do to get to the place that you want to go, get help. Watch YouTube videos. Talk to somebody. Like I said, talk to somebody or a coach or someone in your life who already has gotten to the goal that you want to get to. If you have a goal, it's because there's probably somebody else in the world that has gotten there because you've seen it, so now you want it. That means there's somebody that knows how to get there, and that means there's somebody that can help you. Put your ego down. You're not meant to do it alone your whole life. In fact, everyone says that when they adopted a team, when they developed a team, when they asked for help, that's when they had a breakthrough and got closer to their goal or achieved their goal. Stop thinking that you can do it all by yourself. I'm sure you can, but it'll take you so much slower. If you really want what you want, you'll be willing to do anything. And part of that is getting help. So, action step time. What is one thing you can do right now before you go, before you click off to the next video? What's an action step you can do right now in this moment before you move on with your life? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to journal if you can, whether it's in your phone, whether it's on paper, or even just saying it out loud. What is working in your life and what's not? Meaning, where are you consistent and where are you not? So you're going to write 3 and 3. 3 places in your life or 3 things you are doing in your life consistently and 3 things that you want to do in your life consistency, but you're not. You keep falling off the wagon. And it doesn't have to be all positive. Maybe you're very consistent in watching Netflix every night. Maybe you're consistent with making a healthy breakfast every morning. Maybe you're consistently screaming at your partner every night. Maybe you're consistently saying yes to everyone instead of saying no. Or maybe you consistently brush your teeth every morning and night, or you consistently walk your dog at the same times every day. Where are you consistent in your life, whether it's good or bad, and where are 3 areas where you're lacking consistency, whether it's good or bad, and it's affecting you? And now think about it. In those areas that you're consistent, why are you consistent? What is making you consistent? Do you have a strong why? Do you have a habit that you've had for years? Is it because there's no friction involving that place where you're consistent? In the places you're consistent, how can you bring that consistency to the areas where you're not consistent? And now in the 3 areas that you're not consistent, I just want you to think, what habits do you have around it? What systems do you have around that? And what needs to change? Have you had the same habits and systems in those areas that you're not consistent? And you can obviously tell it's simply not working because you're still not consistent. What needs to change? And only you will know that. Sit with yourself and ask yourself, what needs to change for you to be consistent in those areas? And I want you to write down the areas where you are consistent so that you can take some inspiration and show yourself that you actually do have the power to be consistent in your life. In fact, there are already many areas in your life where you are already consistent. So you know it's not a problem of being consistent. It's just a matter of transferring the energy where it needs to go and finding what works for you. You're not broken. You're not incapable. You will get to where you want to go, but you just need to implement some new tactics and some new mindset shifts. If this video helped you, make sure to like, to subscribe, to join the family. I come out with videos every week. And if you think this video will help somebody else, please share it. Help someone in your life. I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Bye.